Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A Triple I man was sentenced a second time for a shooting incident in April 2016, and this time there's only probation, not jail time. 62-year-old Kenneth Welsh was convicted of reckless endangerment and being intoxicated with a firearm during an earlier plea agreement, but other elements of the situation were presented. During a hearing today before Oneida County Judge Michael Bloom, Welsh was sentenced to 18 months in prison and 2 years extended supervision. But Bloom put that sentence on hold unless Welsh violates terms of his release. He cannot drink or go to taverns. Welsh was given credit for 723 days behind bars, largely the time he's already done. Earlier, Welsh was sentenced to 3 years in state prison and had served time there. Welsh got into an altercation with a woman. Welsh was shot in the arm by the woman, who was not charged, as authorities felt it was self-defense. Welsh later took a shot at the car in which he was fleeing the scene. An altercation with police occurred when he threatened to blow up his house but was arrested without incident after a four-hour standoff. Sarah's Law was signed into law by Governor Walker today, giving those in high-stress family law cases added protection from threats of violence.
But this is one more tool in particular to make sure that folks in the legal profession and the legal community like Sarah who are working on issues to protect children and families are protecting themselves.
Scott Williams San, whose wife, Sarah Quartz San, was killed by the former husband of one of her clients, says it was a big moment for him.
Obviously, I'm very pleased going through the channels and timings, things that worked out this well. Very blessed for that. Very thankful to Senator Petrusky and Representative Snyder for helping out.
Before signing the bill, Walker said the law is the first of its kind in the nation and added that officials in California are considering implementing a similar measure in their state. When Dick Johns was first on the Rhinelander City Council, Lyndon Johnson was the U.S. president. After 54 years, Johns conducted his last city council meeting Monday night after 13 years as mayor. Johns says when he first started, the city and neighboring towns all acted like individual entities, but that attitude has changed.
The attitude that I like today that happened is we are not just the city of Rhinelander. We are the city of Rhinelander in an area, and we're all together in this whether we like it or not. And we have to support the townships, and we have to work together in order to make it work.
He says one major accomplishment he holds is being a key member of the group that formed the Tri-County Human Service Center, which treats mental health concerns. He says Vilas County and Forest County took some convincing to join, but he says it has worked out.
We're still together. We're the only Tri-County unit, I think, left in the state. We're still together. The formula that we established 50 years ago is still in there, and it's working.
He says the city found ways to find outside money to get things done, including some of the work that was done for the new sewage disposal plant, the Southside Sutliff Avenue area, and the downtown city of Rhinelander, and $500,000 also will be coming in for street improvements. Johns has been mayor after being appointed in 2005 to fill a term of Kevin Jenkins, who resigned. He was reelected 3 times. The city is hosting a retirement gathering for Dick Johns Thursday, April 12th from 11:30 a.m. till 1:30 p.m. at Rhinelander City Hall Council Chambers. Tax day is approaching fast, and the state secretary says they have help on their website for last-minute filers. Department of Revenue Secretary Richard Chandler says they hope the public files electronically. Chandler says the electronic method helps you find things that you might have forgotten in the paper form.
People should always make sure that they've entered everything in terms of all the statements that they've gotten that indicate where their sources of income are. Just make sure you've entered everything. If people are filing electronically, that takes care of the math, so there aren't the math errors that we used to see when most people did their returns on paper. The e-filing programs also alert you to deductions and credits that you may be entitled to.
The deadline this year is April 17th, since the traditional April 15th date is on a Sunday and there's a holiday on Monday in the District of Columbia. We have a link to the Department of Revenue site at WXPR.org. Weather forecast for tonight: rain, freezing rain and fog late, low 31. Little or no ice accumulation expected. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of mixed precipitation, high near 46. Thursday night, cloudy with rain changing to light snow, low around 30. Friday, windy with rain and snow likely, some thunder also possible, cloudy with a high near 35. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.